bright, clear sky over a plain so wide that the rim of the heavens cut down on it around the entire horizon. Bright, clear sky, today, tomorrow, and for all time to come. And sun.
That's Doug Dutton, owner and proprietor of Dutton Books Beverly Hills and Dutton Books Brentwood, as he reads from Rolvag's Giants in the Earth. It's Wednesday, August 30th, 2006. For Podtech News, I'm Matt Kelly. I wanted to speak with Doug today to comment on the Google announcement to provide printable versions of classic books on the internet, to get his response on how such an announcement may impact the independent bookseller. Doug, thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm surrounded by books, and what is it about bookstores and independent bookstores, particularly like your own, that give a sense of reverence and of discovery?
Well, I hope there's some irreverence that goes along with it too, as there always should be in any bookstore. You know, that smell that you talk about is something that is often talked about, and I've never quite gotten the right words. I don't know what the mustiness is, but it certainly is a distinguishable and highly identified odor that goes along with books. And I think that it's books that have been sitting on the shelves for a while. Bookstores, of course, are like libraries, like great libraries, repositories of the past.
It's a very physical experience, a very visceral experience when you come to a bookstore like this. There's an aura that seems to surround it.
Well, I think that weight is exactly right. And of course, any book reader book collector who has ever had to move from one abode to another knows that their books are very weighty things. It's unfortunately as you lug the next box up the stairs. You know, there's a book person's term called ephemera that really refers to the letters or notes or not marginalia, but paper that goes along. But if there was ever anything that could is true ephemera, it is the digital age, where the substance is numbers on a screen. So I do think that you get a sense of the weightiness of the past when you're in a bookstore, in a different sense than you get from other mediums.
So are you concerned that perhaps this experience that we're kind of talking about right now may be lost with the advent of the digital age?
I don't want to be a Luddite, and I don't want to say that it's a bad thing, but there is a loss, or at least a metamorphosis, some sort of change that is taking place here, and probably some of it to the good. I'm not sure that we need to have a number of copies of particular books that would be just fine online, particularly when it's you're not going for style or substance, but you're going for fact. And that's a different thing. I mean, of course these are changing times, and they're changing extremely rapidly. I have gone on and I've seen what Google is offering, and I think it's helpful, it's good, but it also it ignores the notion of the book as an artifact, as a beautiful object in and of itself. I don't want to romanticize it, but I do love books. I love holding them in my hands. I love turning the pages, and I love reading the words. I know you can do that on a screen, but it's a different experience.
It's a very different experience. To me, seeming to be an intrinsically different experience, as opposed to the actual physical enjoyment of curling up with a good book in the window seat on a rainy day and, you know, reading your favorite characters and rereading a book maybe, you know, for the second or third time.
Well, you are a romantic, but I agree with that. I've done that too.
So how is the Google announcement and technology in general presenting challenges to you in this digital era?
I'm not sure it's a bad thing.
But independent bookstores are under a great deal of stress right now. And now with Google putting on books in their full text available for download PDF, is that just one more challenge that independent bookstores are being faced with today in order to remain in business?
Let me say this. When you talk about what Google is doing, in essence, I think it actually offers us an opportunity rather than a challenge to go about providing the real, tactile, physical artifact that is a book that underscores exactly what you can do online. To wit, this morning I went on and looked at what Google was doing, and there was a John Dos Passos Rosinante, which I think had been copied from either the Harvard Library or the New York Public Library. There were some marginalia and a few penciled emendations and some underlinings. So what do I want to do? I wanted to see if I can find a real copy of this particular book.
So in a sense, you're seeing that it could be a good thing because somebody might go and discover online a novel or a passage to a novel or a biography or something, and that then might propel them to their local bookstore to try to find it.
Right, and you come to a local bookstore trying to find that. Who knows, you just might find something else right next to it. My Lord, my bookshelves at home are loaded with those other things that I happened to find while I was there. But I see this more as an extension of the library. If I were to go to the library and check out the John Dos Passos and look at it, and use it and read it and then return it and say, no, I don't want it. But then I also might say, oh, this is really something that I would like to refer back and go back to again and again. And then it is the library aspect of what Google is doing, which I think actually is good.
How has Amazon.com impacted your business?
Amazon has impacted everybody's business. For a company that didn't exist, 12 years ago, to now selling almost 40% of the books that are sold in the United States. I mean, I don't even think Toyota does that with cars. So that's a huge impact that it's had on everybody. Some areas probably worse than others. I think that if you were to talk to textbook stores, you would find that that's been an enormous cut in their business. Still, it's a business, at least the retail new book business, that hasn't made any money. The only area in books that has made any money for this huge public company has been as a facilitator of sales between used books dealers and their customers.
Yeah.
And I don't want to push to the side those other things you're talking about. They're real challenges.
So, kind of the question that begs to be asked here in a sense, is the independent bookstore a dying breed? Will it soon become extinct?
Well, I think we're all dying breeds. You, me, we're all going to pass on eventually anyhow. I would love to say absolutely categorically no, that I think there is a place for it. But I do see a society, a civilization that is changing so rapidly. Well, let me put it like this. I have three children and I'm not pushing any of them to go into the book business.
And is there anything else that you want to speak to on the Google story and the challenges?
No, I would encourage everybody to take a look at it. It's an interesting thing that they've done. It has a certain amount of reverence to what books are about. And I don't think I want to read one particularly. Maybe it's convenient to have the file on my computer. If I need it for a research project I'm doing on John Dos Passos. Otherwise, I'm still going to be looking for the rain, trying to find firewood, and curling up on that couch.
Doug Dutton, owner of Dutton Books Brentwood and Dutton Books Beverly Hills, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
It has been my pleasure.
For PodTech News, I'm Matt Kelly.